Oh, Benny.
Final hour of the problem program, J. Martin Ramon.
And the problem.
Yeah, give me the demerit. It doesn't even matter.
That is demerit.
Thank you for that.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm about to read. We now have listeners giving us breaking news, and I appreciate it, man. I really do, but in order to do it, it is J. Martin Ramon. It's Jason Martin Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer on Twitter at J. Martin Ramon. Ramon's at Ramon Foster. I'm at J. Mar Radio. Schaefer's at Schaefer on Sports. We've got breaking news.
Breaking sports news on 104.5 The Zone.
9:06 in the a.m. Aaron Rodgers hasn't made it to camp yet. He asked for better blocking. Packers GM said, we'll get you Ramon Foster. Rodgers said, nah, fam, I'm good. More in 8 minutes.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, solid 2K BZ. Don't let me catch you walking down steps. You will get
We're back to that, push. Huh?
Yeah, we are. We're choosing violence.
Back to choosing violence.
I was actually laughing at Benny Mike.
Don't let Buck in?
Because it wasn't Buck.
No.
We're doing renovations in the building. And there's a guy here, and he's... It wasn't. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to disrespect that guy.
Top observation, Zach Bunch. Benny, my favorite trivia team name, less taxation, more libation. During the Mike Keith conversation, Benny Mike and Zach Bunch and some of the other listeners were just having a conversation amongst themselves, watching 104.5 Zone TV, hanging out on YouTube with us this morning, which we appreciate. Also Twitch, also Facebook Live, also Periscope. So I've been waiting to do this for days.
Yeah, you have.
Usually BuzzFeed, I just roll my eyes. But then I saw this because my wife sent me the link because my wife loves me and I chose well. Don't aunt
CG
me.
CG don't no, right
you,
now.
You chose well, huh?
CG don't love you right now.
I don't love snaps and I'm frightened of snowsuits. But the piece is entitled The 29 Most Incredibly Petty Moments in All of Human History.
Man, that's a very loaded headline.
Yeah, it is.
And so these are like people, just random people that have tweeted out petty things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand or something like that. Like, it's not like a historical list.
I mean, that was pretty petty.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So we're going to go through this list because I think some of these are just, we're going to relate to this list.
Jay, this morning, dog. Who raised you this morning, man? You woke up out the casket like friggin' Undertaker this morning and say, you know what? Where's the button? Violence.
Well, I mean, what I said about my shirt when I walked in here a couple minutes ago.
If y'all can
and
see.
That's all your fault.
No, it ain't. Don't put that
it's
on.
It's all your fault. Move the mic out of the way.
You wore it for a reason. The ears.
No, I didn't.
You knew I'd laugh.
I just picked the shirt, but then I'm in the bathroom, I look in the mirror, and I walk in here, I'm just like, is it wrong that I looked at this and immediately thought of Andrew Siciliano? Because of you, Mo.
Will you describe for our non-video audience, please, Jason?
It's a shirt of a... Yeah, I forgot we have an audio meeting. I don't really know what it is. It's a Rack and Tours concert shirt. They played the Ryman a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the like creature on it has like an R jersey on, but it's like all ears. Like when you get to the head, it's like small head and it's all ears.
Yeah.
And it just immediately, for some reason today, made me think of Andrew Siciliano.
Because
of you, the dude on the NFL Network with the ears.
Again, what's worse?
But then you said has to have total confidence to be on TV looking like that. Alfred E. Newman out here on the NFL Network.
That was a bad
Schaefer got it.
Yes, I did.
I don't Schaefer know.
That word. I'm just laughing at you telling me what I said about he's got to have extreme confidence.
Confidence just to be out there with those corn cobs.
We all got our deficiencies.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
And I wasn't trying to call his out, but I didn't remember his name.
Yes, you were. What
I
else would
not.
You be doing?
I was trying to get his name, and I felt like you and Schaefer would knew it. So I pointed out something that was memorable about
him. That's a reason why this was the 29 most incredibly petty moments, because the 30th was what you said about Andrew Siciliano.
I'll be better.
So we start going through this list, all right? Number one, the dishes moment. Some chick named Rachel. Y'all, my mom is so petty, she asked my dad to do the dishes yesterday. He didn't, so tonight she served him spaghetti and an ice cream cone and said, since you don't want to wash the dishes, I won't use any.
Pops, man, be better.
The dish struggle is real. Do you rinse off the dish before it goes in the dishwasher?
Yeah, I've learned to now.
You like go full on and basically clean it before you put it in there?
No, because why am I doing it then? Like, if I know it's something crazy on there, like if something left in there, it's like, yeah, I got it.
I'm that guy.
You clean it before?
Pretty much.
We barely even use ours anyway, though. We really don't even use the dishwasher.
The one thing I'm gonna put this out there because I don't understand it, and it's just one of those moments where I was thinking to myself, you know, you have to compromise in marriage. You have to.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous thing for me to say out loud. I've never really experienced this before, but I noticed it at her parents' house, and then I noticed it in her house. So I just changed, even though I've never seen it done before, and it's weird. The toilet paper roll backwards, where it's coming off the backside.
Yeah.
It's coming down.
So you have the over and the under. So you're talking about the under.
Yes, the under. I've never experienced, but I just kind of adapted. I was like, okay, we'll do the under. What's the value of the under? Can somebody explain it to me?
The under to me seems like if you roll it, it's just going to continue to roll. At least going over the top, you got, I don't know.
Feel like I have more control of the roll by using the under, to where if it's on top, it's more likely to get a little more messy and it.
Straight
you can't
up.
Control the speed quite as much.
So are you an under person?
Yes, but I really don't care.
I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, okay, I'll compromise. Like, this is the way that she's used to doing it, so we can do that. We never had a discussion about it. She's hearing it for the first time right now. It's always been over everything because it seems like it's easier
over.
To get it off, and I put my hand on it, and, you know, you do this.
That's what she said.
What's wrong with you today, Seth? I know. We're going to be better. One day at a time, dog. One day at a time, Jason. Aloysius Martin.
Number two. That was number two. The tailgate moment. Whenever people tailgate me when I'm going 40 into 35, I always purposely slow down because it's like I gave you an extra 5 and you didn't appreciate it, so now you get nothing.
They slow it all the way down?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty bad. That's pretty petty.
Well, again, like I said, if you give somebody a little something and they still come after you about it, it does make you want to slow down, right?
I'm done with you.
Mom, what's wrong?
With what you just said.
What are you talking
you
about?
You know I'm a child over here with this microphone, man.
What are you talking about?
Nope, I'm not revisiting your comment just then.
Did I say another? Was it another?
Yes, it was another. That's what she said.
I don't even remember it. Michael Otto on YouTube. Under people will burn in hell one day. While you were drinking. Good thing your shot is frozen. Because that was a spit take for Ramon Foster.
That was a real
the aquaponic came flying out.
That was a spit take.
Well, Jason, I had reset it so everybody just got to see the near spit take.
I didn't realize it was that serious about the over-under.
Dude, that's Samuel L. Jackson right there. In A Time to Kill. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I didn't realize that, man.
So that's just two of them. There's 29 of these.
He should just text me and said, definitely over.
See, that's what I've always been.
That's where I'm at. Thanks,
I guess I need to have the talk. And just, I need to understand. Because, look, my wife's smarter than me.
Most of them are, right?
I mean,
people on Earth smarter than me? Yeah, probably.
But your wife definitely got
you.
My
wife is smarter than me.
Yeah.
And her parents are brilliant, too. You know, her mom was a school teacher. Her dad's an architect. Like, they're smart, and they're going under. Mm-hmm. Everybody I've ever known has gone over, but everybody I've ever known is kind of dumb. Like, a lot of these people aren't very smart.
So
it's possible that they're playing 4D chess with the under with the toilet paper roll.
Herd immunity on toilet paper rolls? If I see too many, we're good.
Herd immunity. We'll be right back. It's Jay. You can give us a call, too. 615-737-1045. So we're doing these petty moments. We're doing this thing off of BuzzFeed. If you think you have a candidate, call the show and tell us the pettiest thing you've ever done at 615-737-1045. We'll be right back. Jay Martin, Ramon, 1045, The Zone. The same way, by the way, if you do that to me.
You got to have it.
Beheading is all I'm going to say.
This tissue thing is taking off even on YouTube. Are you seeing this right now, what Eric Hike says he does? On YouTube TV?
When I walk into a bathroom, I just go ahead and fix it for them and make sure it's over before I walk out of the bathroom. Because I worked in, you know, retail and multitude of jobs, I always fix people's shelves when I'm in stores. Like just I see stuff and I'm like, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna pull this thing out and block it right and stuff.
I've also known people, let's say it's custodial work. Well, just drop stuff on the floor. Like, well, somebody got to clean. I'm like, you're just a bad human being.
Even if I go to a place where there's baggers for my groceries, I'll bag my own groceries because they often don't do it right.
Yeah, I usually will like start to bag, and if somebody then starts doing it, I'll do it. The worst.
You got serious there for a second.
Boy, this got super real.
I'm gonna get to these phone calls.
We need to.
This is the worst. Do not bag something small by itself. I don't know if you're being petty to give me 30 grocery bags with two items in them each.
Simply do better.
But we're trying to save plastic around here, right? Like maybe. I mean, we're having to eat out of, we're having to drink out of friggin' wooden straws because plastic's apparently evil. But you're going to put a stick of butter in one bag.
That can fit that can
of soup. Be like, that's all we got.
That box of macaroni, all that can fit in there. Be cool. Be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Portland's on the line. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, about that toilet paper. So there's a scientific study done. I don't know. This may be whack, but it's supposed to be cleaner because you transfer less bacteria when it's over instead of under, and you touch less toilet paper. So
okay.
Go figure.
Okay, you know what? That's interesting because, my wife's a pediatrician. And she's big on germs and all of those kinds of things. That actually might be insightful as to why that's happening.
Hold up. What did he say again? Like, I thought he said it transfer less bacteria if it's over.
No, I think it says under.
He said under?
Yeah, because over, it's just going right on top of it. Under, at least you're kind of protected a little bit. Maybe I heard it wrong.
Golly, we got to get our listening skills up.
Maybe I heard it wrong. You would think I'd be listening.
You really think I'd be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
I promise we're listening to you. I heard over, I thought. Maybe I wanted to be right.
Let's go to Kingston in Nashville next. Kingston, what's up?
Hey, I have the contrary there. I heard that if you have a pet, like a cat, you want to go under so that if they keep hitting the roll, it doesn't go everywhere.
All right, see, now that's a point. Like Margo, we kind of trained her away from that thing. Now she's on burp claws. She'll just grab a burp cloth and run.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, I know she tears it up too.
We've had to throw a few away.
For real? Oh, you for real? For real?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, she doesn't usually tear them up. She just drags them around. She knows she shouldn't be doing that.
No, she don't. She won't know better until she's like 3 or 4 years old.
Eric Hike, we can't read that one on air, brother. Jay in Antioch is next. Jay, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Not much. How you doing, Mr. Ramon Foster? Man. Even though you're an old Steeler.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm here doing the job, baby. We're here for a good time, okay?
Okay. Well, hey, my most pettiest moments, I got one for you. I used to work at Old Charlie's in Gallatin. This guy ordered a virgin daiquiri, right? I made it for him. I sent it to him. Sends it back. Not enough alcohol. Okay. Made the same one. Send it back. Not enough alcohol. So what I did, I just poured alcohol down the straw. Guy sits there, oh, this is the greatest drink I ever had. Whatever, guy. Get out of here.
Hey,
I like the chocolate pie, though, Charlie's. But
that's solid.
So basically, right, it tastes like there's alcohol, even though there's not alcohol.
That's savvy. Shout out to the North not Nashville bad. People, too, in Gallatin, man. Our people, ain't that right, Shafe?
Not bad.
Damn right.
Not bad. Cousin Andrew in Portland. What's going on, number four?
What's up, Andrew?
Hello. Hey. So, listen, this one, y'all need to take notes because this is actually petty, but it works really good. So, we shop at Kroger, and we always buy, you know, 3 or 4 things of chicken, 3 or 4 things of beef because, well, why go to the store and buy it every week? We can just, you know, freeze it, whatever. So, when we find good deals, we go ahead and buy a lot. Well, I put the chicken in one bag. I'll put 2 or 3 packs of chicken breast in one bag. So we get up to the register, and the woman ringing it up, you know, she just rings the top one up however many times there's, you know. So if there's 3 things of chicken in there, she rings it up 3 times. Well, I kept telling her. I said, hey, these are different prices. Well, she didn't, the next week, didn't care, did the same thing. I told her again. So finally, after 3 or 4 straight weeks of doing this, I started putting the cheapest chicken on top and the most expensive on the bottom. And she kept bringing it up. So in 1 week, I would save about $15 on packs of chicken breast because she was lazy, and I kept telling her, and she ignored it. So there's the pettiness, and it saves y'all some money, boys. Have a good one.
Hey, now.
That's a pro tip right there.
That is a pro tip right there.
That is indeed a pro tip.
You know what she said?
Kiss my ass.
Don't tell me how to do my job, Andrew.
Adrian is on line one. Adrian, what's going on?
What's up, Adrian? Good morning.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
I'm Andrew from Portland.
Yeah.
By the way. Anyway.
Okay, what's up, Andrew? All right. Portland? My bad.
So, growing up, it was cat. They can't continue to unroll your toilet paper.
That's why.
So if it goes under.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, she's never really had a cat, so I can understand the pet thing. See, I definitely can.
I think with my house, at one point, there was two adults and four kids. So I think the under thing was kind of exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it from that perspective. That makes some degree of sense. Steve in Mount Juliet's next. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. This whole toilet paper discussion, I wanted to tell you, I've been down this road many times and ticking around with my wife. I actually have a copy of the picture of the patent, and the roll is to be dispensed from the top strictly by patent. I don't know about the pet thing, the kid thing, and all that other mess, but by design, it dispenses from the top.
Huh. Mm-hmm. He said he got a picture of the patent. Mm.
Lewis has posted it on our Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The actual, like, image or whatever.
Yeah.
No, we'll check that out.
So, from the top is how you take it.
Yeah, okay. Justin, don't say that again. Justin and Mount Julius next. Justin, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's going on?
So, I got some extreme pettiness for you.
Perfect.
It goes back to the ice storm this winter. I salted some of the neighbor's steps because I was new to the neighborhood, trying to be good and everything. Mm-hmm. So, grass season comes around, and not really sure where the grass line starts for the yard and the neighbor. So I'm having my grass cut. Well, the neighbor next door that I salted his stairs front and back, he decides he doesn't want to mow one little strip of grass that he doesn't think is, and that's petty.
Ooh.
Y'all have a good morning.
Hey, don't get me started on grass stuff, man. I'm kind of particular about my grass at my yard, like. That could start a fight.
Property lines can
become neighbors
issues.
Are good though. Mm-hmm. Like my neighbors are good. I've seen other people deal with grass and their neighbors, boy, it can get petty.
Michael DeJesus answering our picture me polling, which is just toilet paper roll over under, over winning in a landslide. Michael DeJesus says, I'm torn. I don't know if he realizes it, but that's well said.
That is well said.
I'm torn. When the roll is new, it's annoying to have it over because it always rips. When it's half used, it's annoying having it under because it unrolls too much. Yep. Can we just get toilet paper in a box pre-cut?
Then you use too much.
So here's the thing. How many sheets are necessary
for a box?
No, for various ablutions.
Oh, I don't even want to get it. I don't want to think about y'all.
See, that's no, but my point being, it's not universal.
Oh, okay.
Whew. Some people
thought we were about to get dirty here.
Some people can't spare a square. Some people are like rolling half the roll each time. So putting it in a box, I don't know that there's a mandated government standard of what's okay and what's not okay in terms of the cleanliness procedure.
But see, when you put it in the box, though, let's think about the wintertime when there's Kleenex boxes sitting around. How many are you grabbing when, truthfully, you might need just one or two?
I only grab one tissue.
I've seen people, I'm like, hold up.
So as we've said before, people are the worst.
Yeah.
All of them are, except Aaron in Nashville, who's on the line. Hey, Aaron, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Real quick. Toilet paper issue, if you've got kids that go to the bathroom by themselves, when you put a new roll on, just press it together real hard before you put it on so they can't just hit the roll and it just rolls out.
So create a dent in it.
Huh.
That's what we did.
Oh.
That's interesting.
That is. That's a pro tip right there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but my pettiness is I picked up a second job a few years ago and I delivered pizza after my day job, and if you ordered like pizza or whatever and a 2-liter soda, I would always take 2 2-liter sodas with me, and on the way there I would shake one up as violently as I could all the way there. And then when I got to your house, I would come up with just a pizza and I would say, oh, hey, I got your soda in the car. Here's your food. Go ahead and sign, tip, pay, whatever.
So it was built on the tip.
Soda. Yeah, and then if you didn't tip me when I went back to the car, you got the shook-up Frankenstein soda. If you did, you got the good soda. So that's my pettiness.
That is
petty. Be real with you.
That's incredibly petty.
That's super petty.
I delivered pizza. Big shock, right? I also did that.
That's super petty right there. I was a $2 tipper all through college until I learned, like, Mom, you got to tip more than that. I like to think I'm a good tipper now. I know I am a good tipper now. But, yeah, that would suck right there, dog. Oh-wee.
Got to be careful with people who handle your food.
Yeah, I was. Yep, there you took the words right out of my mouth.
Exactly right. Gerard, I didn't mean to, by the way. Gerardo and Amarillo. Gerardo, what's going on?
Good morning, fellas. All right, so we got a – I'm a first-time homeowner, right? So me and my wife, we've been having that beautiful experience of having good neighbors and experiencing the whole first year of having a home. So we haven't had any issues whatsoever. But recently we started noticing that our neighbors from across the alley, they're kind of very lackage of courtesy through everybody else when it comes to the dumpster. Mm-hmm. So we've noticed that little by little, they started throwing some things that you actually have to call the city to come pick up, you know, so your couches, your chairs, all these things that start piling up in the alley. So I asked my neighbors from, you know, next to us, like, hey, so have you guys always had these issues? These people are like, oh, yeah, they're terrible. You know, they got no courtesy whatsoever. So what I start doing is little by little, since they leave everything next to the dumpster, which makes it hard for people that come and park in their back alleyways. So little by little at night, once my sprinklers come on, I'm like, all right, let's go see what we got over here. So they start piling up couches and I start taking one item and I chunk it across their yard and it lands on their fence and on their side of the fence. So little by little, I've been clearing up the alleyway and sure enough, they start putting everything on the dumpster. So that's a little bit of Southern Hospitality, Texas pettiness for you guys. Y'all have a good morning.
All right.
Gerardo, that's
Gerardo getting Rico Suave.
I love that.
Schaefer laughed.
Because you don't want to be a full prick. It's like, you got to know who's doing this.
Good to great to average to trash.
Hey, man.
UK Wildcats in White House. Let's get to him real quick. UK.
What's going on, UK?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. I deliver for Amazon. One of the pettiest things I have to deliver is huge boxes of dog food because people can't buy it at a local store. And this dog food is in these huge boxes, and they probably weigh like 45-plus pounds. So what I do is I put it right in front of the door, so when someone tries to open the door to get the flat packages, it's hard for them to get it. So... there's my gripe and
you
know,
pettiness. man, got to make that Amazon job fun.
You better make it fun.
Line three.
Who we got?
Shaquille Sunflower is on the line. Hello.
Oh, show your ass. If you know the song, Moan, sing along. show your ass. I said, go music in the house. I said, go roam in the house. I said, some flow in the house. Yeah, watch your mouth. Listen, people, I like to say I'm a little excited because I'm going into the weekend and it's Father's Day and, you know, it's known to man that I have an undisclosed amount of kids out here, and I love every one of them. Yeah. Yeah, they say Papa was a rolling stone, but Sunflower was a rolling gnome. I say, y'all saying about the toilet paper. Is that right?
Yeah. Over or under, Shaq?
You say over or under. Well, I'm a gambling man, and I don't like to play the over-under. I like to bet straight on the money line. But I'll abide by your rules today. Let me see. I like to go over, because if you go under, sometimes that's a blunder. Yeah, I'll give you that all day free. But I just like to say, I leave you people with this, man. If it's going down and it's round, Brown goes down and I go around. Whatever that means. I'm going to marry every Father's Day to y'all, man.
I thought he was going to say if it goes.
Little too much bourbon early.
Yeah,
what?
The man that goes to sleep with an itchy butt wakes up with smelly fingers.
Speaking of TP, I thought he was going to say if it goes down and it's brown, it's the Cleveland Browns, but that's just me being petty, too. Let me stop.
Watch out for your cornhole, bud.
If it goes down and it's brown, it's Bernie Kosar. Ulysses, well played.
What'd he say?
Ulysses on YouTube, watching 104.5 Zone TV. The caller, obviously the Amazon driver we just had.
Yeah.
Joke's on him. My door opens inward.
Always. The fam, man, always got something, Ulysses. You savvy for that.
It's not untrue.
It's not untrue.
Dave in Franklin's next. Dave, go right ahead.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Take my advice from somebody that's been married four times, the last one successfully for over 20 years. Leave the toilet paper issue alone. There's bigger battles to fight than this.
Well, tell me about the first.
She probably uses a lot more than you do,
and she might. And like I said, I'm fine with it. I kind of wanted to know if there was rationale behind it. But so tell me, did the toilet paper contribute to problems in the first three? Now that you've been married for 20 years and 40.
If this helps, my wife is an under, too. So I think women prefer it under for some reason.
Dave, what's wrong with you today? Dave, you a cousin. That's for sure. As Jason is speechless right now. I'm broken. Dave.
My camera's frozen.
You must be protected, dog. He said,
actually, your camera's never frozen.
He openly admitted. I'm
and mine's actually, apparently, money was put in my camera.
You know that commercial that plays if you're on your trophy wife, number three. you know the commercial I'm talking about?
Hey, congratulations that the fourth one's working
Cousin
out.
Cousin Andrew, why in God's name would we take the advice of someone who's been married four times?
He going to try until he get it right.
Because you know what? He's got experience.
Hey, you want to do this? Yep, we're done now. Dave.
Auntie Aaron, a guy rolled my yard one Halloween, so I tore it into single pieces. I went to his work and dumped it in the bed of his truck. I put a just married sign and tied cans on his truck. He and his best friend cruised town together after work.
Y'all are petty. The Amazon driver, the pizza delivery person guy. Hey, who's the one that's throwing the furniture in the yard? Y'all are good.
615-737-1045. So we have a list of 29 petty moments. We got through two of them, which is good because we got a lot more shows to get through as well. But, your pettiest moments, we still got time for them. We'll come back. We will finish up hashtag fastest 4 hours in radio next on J-Mart and Ramon 1045 The Zone. Except one. Notice we hadn't heard from him either.
Cousin Andrew thinks
he posted yesterday.
He got a little hurt, which I think he's okay because he posted to me yesterday. Called me an idiot, which is fine. I mean, whatever.
What's the point if he's not hurt?
Right? If you're choosing violence, someone's going to get hurt.
Petty moments. Absolutely. Dawson Wooten on Twitter tweets J. Martin Ramon. The petty thing I do is if I tell people to turn off lights in my house more than twice, I take out the light bulbs and don't say anything.
That's cold.
I told you to turn them off.
Turn them off.
Teddy P, as we're making all these original Kings of Comedy references
Teddy
today.
P. Turn them off.
Murphy in Murfreesboro. What's going on, Murphy?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Murph?
Hey, I got to have a couple things in my life that I got under control. I got a cat, and sometimes they like the toilet paper. Sometimes I got to take it off of the thing and just set it up on the thing. Don't even have it on the roll. Because toilet paper, I got to have control of that. And the other thing, I got to have a commode that can take a punch. See you, boys.
So I've got a new euphemism for that. All right. Now I'm just telling you, CG packs a wallop. That's my new terminology. G packs a wallop.
Who was that that just called a second ago? What was his name?
I don't remember.
God, my bad.
No, Murphy in the Borough.
Murph.
It
depends on who's the toilet that you're trying to punch, though, too.
My friend Eric, his young son was taught when he was about toddler age, anytime that he passed wind, he'd go, touchdown, Alabama. That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about him, but yeah. That's personal.
Scott in Phoenix is next. Scott, what's going on?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Talking about a petty moment. I may or may not have had a coworker that used to get on my everlast nerve. And so, you know, in Tennessee, I was born and raised there, moved out here to Arizona a year or so ago. But you get a lot of rain there. So what you do is on the days that they're calling for rain on a Thursday, you slip over there in the middle of the night on Wednesday, and you just put a real thick bead of Vaseline on the wiper blades of said coworker's car, and when it starts raining, they turn on their wipers, and suddenly they call out of work that day. Problem solved.
That's juvenile right there. How come have you ever heard of that before?
No. I've talked about the Lifesavers and the Jolly Ranchers on the car paint and stuff like that. But, I mean, we would just egg people's cars, or it would be done to us when stuff was escalating, or shaving cream or popcorn inside it or whatever like that. Yeah. Never the Vaseline on the windshield wipers.
That is some trick. That just goes to show, Jay, we're all still kids at heart, man.
All adulting. There's that GIF or that meme. I might want to tweet it out, where it's like when you grow up and you find out adults are, it's all about pettiness.
Yep.
Nothing changes at all. Michael Otto, if we're talking pettiness, one time to punish my son, instead of taking his phone, I took his charger. That is super petty.
That's good.
Because that's delayed.
RJ
Miles.
Enjoy
that thing for another hour.
RJ Miles? Hey, Keith, take notes. That's all I'm saying.
It's just a black mirror, man. That's all it is at that point in time.
Vaseline on the windshield.
Is there a worse feeling than when you turn the power on? This only happened a few times. You turn the power on, and you see the battery indicator big in the center of the screen. Like, hey, nope.
We done.
Grand opening.
Grand closing.
Grand opening. Grand closing.
I don't know what's worth, the Amazon delivery on the door.
Vaseline on windshield wipers. I'm going to need to look that up, because that sounds.
He said he needs a toilet that can pack up.
Cousin Andrew, Dawn soap in the yard before a good rain is amazing.
What is that, a natural slip and slide?
Pretty much.
Yeah. By the way, it's the best for slip and slide.
I float on. Tweet to us at J Martin Ramon, at Ramon Foster, at J Martin Radio, at Schaefer on Sports. Anyone who votes for the under on the toilet paper should go ahead and admit themselves into a home.
I like you and Abby, dog. I like y'all a lot, Jay. Don't put yourself in a home, man.
Never had to talk with her. I don't know if she's still listening, because we get home and the first thing that she says is, all right, so we need to talk about this. I'll realize I've made a mistake.
Ain't nothing worse than, hey, we need to talk. Like, whoa.
I haven't ever really had that experience yet.
No.
Well, we did about one of Margot's anatomy parts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we did.
There are moments where she's like, did that need to go on the air?
Yup.
Do we need to talk about Margot's glands? I'm like, yes, I got to fill 4 hours. I think I'm going to talk about sports? Hell no.
Hell no.
Jay Martin Ramon.
Hey, man.
Good luck to the Vandy boys, and good luck to the Base Vols this weekend. The Vols game will be here on the Zone on Sunday afternoon against Virginia. I'm pulling for the Tennessee. Abby just texted me a GIF. No, she sent me two emojis. Toilet paper roll and the inquisitive emoji next to it.
That's a talk coming. It's a talk coming.
It's possible I'll be here on Monday.
You know I may not be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, there it is.
I'll let you know.
Why?
I need a day or two, dog. This baseball park kicking my behind. I'm going to sleep at 11, dog.
Wellness check on Ramon Foster this weekend.
Can we just say, also, fam, y'all are the best.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, for real, man.
No kidding. The show's growing because of you guys. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, we will see you next week. Mm-hmm. Go Vols, go Doors.
Just go Vols for me, baby. And remember, your Twitter fingers and your mic are always high.
Stay petty, my friends.
Poop Fest.